Well, it's day 8 of travel to orbit. Taken King has been out for a week, and I don't think I can even say this with vanilla Destiny, that I still haven't done all the missions that I have in my mission log, so I still have a lot to do. I think vanilla Destiny, we were through the first part of the story within the first couple days, and then that was kind of it. Then we just had to wait on the raid for about a week until it came out, and then we could try it. My group didn't even go into the raid for that first week. It actually took us a couple weeks to, get it to a high enough level to where we felt comfortable going in there. But I really like that raid experience of the Vault of Glass. Vault of Glass is still one of my favorite all-time experiences gaming-wise. Just because beating Atheon with your group and finally getting him down, I mean, that was a big deal. So super excited to have a new raid experience like that with the Taken, with the King's Fall. So excited for that. So it's been a week, like I said, and I mean, there's still so much to do. I still have so many quest lines that I have to start, so many quest lines that people are still discovering stuff to do. There's just, they've done a really good job on content. I mean, paying $40 for this much content, that's a win for Bungie, I think. I've been pretty critical of Bungie's DLCs before, a lot of people have, and with good reason, but I think this DLC really shows that, they're making the right changes for the game to keep us interested, to keep us motivated in playing, and to hopefully, with the inclusion of the Infusion, our currencies aren't going to change every DLC. Hopefully they can just keep Infusion going forward, and our older weapons will be able to infuse into the new DLC weapons. So great job with Infusion. I like the idea of the Infusion. I like how it's working so far. I would prefer that they just get rid of levels altogether already. It's just, something to chase in the first part of the game that doesn't mean much. And it's just get rid of the levels, please. And we'll just stick with the light level system that you have now. And we'll go from there. And we'll just not even worry about 1 to 40. Because every DLC, they're just going to up. But why? I don't understand if the next DLC, if they're going to put it up, it's like, okay, the next DLC, next level cap is 50. Okay, that's not, it just isn't going to matter. Maybe it'll matter more now that we're just stuck at 40, so 10 levels might actually make a difference, depending on what you save up for. But even then, I mean, we've got all these bounties that we can save. I guess maybe that's something that they'll do now. They'll jump it up by 10 levels each time. I can't imagine them doing it by 2 levels, or the next cap for light level is 320 or 340. But they should just get rid of it. I mean, if we're waiting for the raid for a certain amount of days, if we still need time to gear up for it, just get rid of the level altogether. Just give us the light level system. We'll level up our subclasses, we'll level up the weapons as we go, and we'll be fine. No problems. Speaking of subclasses, now that we have our 3 slots full with subclasses, and we have the 3 damage types for each subclass, I mean, going forward, usually for MMOs, RPGs, a new expansion comes out, they come out with a new subclass for a lot of games, or a new race that they're going to introduce. So going forward, I wonder if, I can't imagine them introducing a new damage type. So I can't imagine them introducing a new subclass in the future or in the foreseeable future. I'm sure they could. It wouldn't be hard just to add another box and add another damage type to the game. Maybe they add like a light damage type or a darkness damage type, or I don't know what else they could add. But I'm sure there's something that they've been thinking about, something that they've been working on. Or if they add another race into the game, that's more, it could be hive-related or enemy-related, but then they introduce 3 new subclasses to that new race for people to try out. Because eventually we're going to need new races, we're going to need new supers. We finally got another super after a year, which was way overdue in my opinion. So eventually we'll start getting new races, I hope, new subclasses for those races, hopefully new damage types, because if we have new damage types, then that's going to introduce a whole nother weapon type to the game that we can use. It's going to add more variety to the strike list, whether it's void damage, this new damage type, and then so it'll just add more to the game. And I hope hopefully they're going to do something like that. Well, today was Arms Day, and I was wrong. I was expecting the weaponsmith to give us weapons that were only 220 light level or 220 damage, but I was wrong. They are 280, which is nice. I got my Suros Scout Rifle, the Suros DIS 43. It's the DIS 43. Yeah, what'd you get? I got DIS 43. So I got that. It's got high caliber rounds, the appended magazine, which gives it more ammo. I got the Zen Moment and the small bore. So small. I don't know if I like the perks that I have on this weapon. The nice thing is, if you don't like it, I mean, you're going to be able to use it for something else by upgrading a weapon. But so I got appended magazine that increases how many bullets are in the mag. But then I got small bore, which decreases the amount, but it also increases, you know, the range, and I think it increases stability or something. But these kind of perks, they're kind of anti-synergistic. Like, usually you want perks that work really well together, and these just kind of don't. They're like, you know, I can waste one perk to get my magazine up, but then I use this other perk to drop my magazine down. And if you don't use the appended magazine to increase your magazine capacity, then it's just so low that small bore isn't even really a factor, because you don't want a scout rifle with only 9 rounds in the mag. So it's kind of frustrating that those were the rolls that I got. I know it's random, so hopefully next time I'll get something a little bit better. I did pick up an Amalan sniper rifle for next Arms Day. So far, I only have my gunsmith or my weaponsmith up to rank 1s. Pretty close to hitting rank 2. Luckily this week, every weapon that he has, you can do in PvE mode. There's nothing that you have to take into PvP, which completely sucks when you have these terrible weapons that you're not used to using. And, you know, if you're trying to get sniper kills with this weapon that takes forever to reload and you're not used to, it just takes a long time. So everything that you can pick up today on Wednesday, you can go do in any PvE part of the game, which is really cool. I like it. So I've also been, I didn't know this, I haven't been reading too much on the forum, so a lot of the secrets that people know, you guys probably already know, but I just haven't been paying attention. I've just been playing the game, enjoying it without, you know, having everything spoiled for me. So Motes of Light, disenchant your Motes of Light, and it gives you a lot of experience points to level up those weapons. I have over 400 motes after I dismantled all my weapons that I had, all my legendaries from year one. I just got tons of Motes of Light. So if you disenchant these Motes of Light, they're just netting you experience points for all your gear. So I picked up my scout rifle, and then I just dismantled 20, no, probably less than that, probably only 12 Motes of Light that I had, and I leveled the thing up all the way already. So use those if you have them. I mean, what else are you going to use them for? I don't even know what. I think you can use them to buy stuff from the speaker, but that's it. And I haven't even looked at what he has in a while. So use those. If you need to level up something really fast, you want to get a certain perk on an exotic set of gloves that you got, go use those. Upgrade it without wasting all your time going around and doing bounties. Not that the bounties are hard, the bounties are super simple. I think one of the bounties today was turn on the game and, you know, jump once or something in PvP. PvP bounties are really easy, which is nice. For someone that doesn't like going in there and grinding them, you can just pick them up, go play 3 levels, go, you know, you get 2 assists or something and you get experience points for them, which is really nice. I might even have to go get, you know, something from, I think Shax has a quest that I haven't even looked at for going and doing PvP. Maybe I should do that. So yeah, dismantle your Motes of Light for experience points, and it'll go a long way and it'll level up quick. If you get something for the raid, you want that thing leveled, boom, Motes of Light. Dismantle them. So one thing that dropped today, the heroic daily mission, is Lost to the Light mission. It's the mission where you go in and you have to grab the piece of Crota's soul from the crystal. So if you're doing this mission and you're going through it, you pass by where Tanix, the dust thief, shadow thief, lightning thief, where Tanix goes up into a ship, Halo style, right? You're fighting him there and he ports up. Now, if you're doing this mission, You go into that room before you open the three seals on the door, before you grab the balls. Go in there. You go up into the ship, and you have 10 minutes to clear out all the taken on the ship. Now, you do this, and you get a really nice 310 sniper rifle, according to the forums. I haven't done this yet. I just found out about it recently, so I wanted to let you guys know that. You need to do this today. I think it's today. I don't know if you can do this if you just queue up the mission normally. If you can go in and do this, I imagine you wouldn't be able to, but I'm not sure. I'll have to go find out. But I'm going to do this. I'm going to go in. You get a sniper rifle. It's 310. I guess it has the white nail perk on it, which was on Black Hammer, and they took away. So we'll see. I'm excited to get a sniper rifle because I don't have a sniper rifle. And if it's 310 damage, that's going to boost me up a lot. I'm barely at 290 right now. And I need a sniper rifle. Rumor has it you need a sniper rifle that does a lot of damage for King's Fall. So go do that today. Do it as fast as you can. See if you get some pretty sweet perks. I guess your whole fire team will get this weapon when you go through and you do it, so which is really cool. And, you know, it's a really neat way to use the assets that Bungie already has in place on all of these missions. It's like, I know we complain, it's like, well, you're just reusing the same stuff. But I understand that to a point. But for something like this, this is just like an added extra side quest that, you know, I didn't know about it. You know, someone found it, and, you know, they're sharing it with everyone else. And it's a good way to use those and put extra things into your game that keep people going back and exploring. Like, if all of the levels for the Taken King have an extra heroic aspect to it, I mean, that just makes it fun going, waiting for that heroic mission to jump, to be on there for the day, and to go through and explore more, to actually look through the mission, see what you miss, see if there's anything new, and see if, you know, there's some really cool weapons out there. I mean, this is a weapon that we hadn't heard anything about previously. I didn't see it data mined at all. I didn't see anyone talking about it until it popped up today. So it's really cool. It's a really interesting idea that Bungie's doing. I think they're really, you know, taking all these missions as far as they can go right now, and they're just kind of pushing it to put as much content as they can that makes sense into all these missions that we're running. And I think that's awesome. I think it's great. Hopefully, you know, when these other new Taken King daily heroics pop, we can go in. There's going to be other stuff to find, whether it's armor or marks or bonds or, you know, just anything. So, I mean, the content hasn't stopped for me yet after a week of playing. I know there's probably some people that have burned through it and have got it done. But, you know, I've started my other two characters, but I haven't started the story missions on them yet, so I gotta go do that, and it's just gonna be more and more content, more and more stuff to do. Still gotta tackle Nightfall, still have to go finish getting all my sword quests. Man, my sword quests, I was planning on doing it, I started doing other stuff, like strikes, because I just don't want to go in and grind 25 sword kills in PvP. Because as a casual PvPer, I can't even say I'm a casual PvPer. I guess I'll go in, I'll get some kills, but I'm not great by any means. So it just feels like so much of a chore when I have to go into PvP. Like doing the Thorn Bounty was just, I have to go do this. Every time I get killed, I lose points. However, I actually got decent playing PvP when I was doing the Thorn Bounty for that period of time. But then I stopped doing it after I got the thorn, so then those skills just kind of atrophy. But I was able to get 6 kills yesterday during 3 games, and it was rough. So I got 4 kills playing on Rift, which was pretty fun. It's the map on Mars. That's a really decent Rift map, I think. There's a lot of open lines where you can snipe. There's, you know, close combat areas where you can shotgun or melee or do whatever. I mean, everyone's shotgunning anyway. Sometimes those shotguns feel like, you know, they can hit you from all the way across the map, or their range is just way too long. Shotguns are, man, I think maybe that might be one of the reasons why I don't like going into PvP, is because it's just such a shotgun fest. And it's so frustrating because it doesn't seem like there's any consistency with the shotgun. Like, I understand if they're up on me, in my face, they shoot me with the shotgun, I'll die. That's fine. Whatever. I was that close. I made the mistake. But if, you know, they're at the top of these stairs and I'm at the bottom of these stairs, you know, and they shoot me and it's like, you know, just a glancing shot and I die? I mean, that's ridiculous. Even at full, I don't know, there's just so many things, and not to mention the lag that happens all the time. So it looks like you're getting shot around corners or through doors or through boxes. It's really frustrating, and I hate it. I'm curious as to why, like, I know the sword is takes heavy ammo, and you don't start with heavy ammo. But if I have a sword, let me start with some ammo. I mean, if these shotguns can one-shot me and they can start with ammo, let me take the sword with maybe like 3 charges or 4 charges, at least so I can go out there and have a chance to make a kill with it. You know, having to wait for the heavy to drop, it just takes a really long time. And then the chance of you actually getting heavy or being in that position, unless you're camping, you know, heavy for forever. And if you're not decent, I mean, you're not going to be able to camp it. You're not going to be able to hold it playing against people that PvP all the time. It just doesn't happen. But I was able to get 4 kills. I was able to get on that map, which is pretty good. You know, I'm up to 6 now, so 25 doesn't seem too large after you've got 6 on the board. So I just got to keep grinding it. 1 or 2 matches a day, 1 or 2 kills with the sword, and eventually it's going to happen. But yeah, it's just not, man, it's just not appealing to me to want to go into PvP. So I wanted to put a couple other thoughts that I had about PvP. So we went into the new control. It's the control game type where they don't show your scores. Now this is, I don't know if this was lazy on Bungie's part or what they were going for. So everything's just hidden. I mean, the scores are still there on the scoreboard. Your names are still moving up and down based on how you're doing. They're still tracking the exact same kill scores that you're getting, because you can see them on the scoreboard move up and down when you get kills. You can see it when the medals pop up. They're slightly off to the left, just like normally where they would be, but without the text of saying how many points you just gained from that kill, how many points you gained from that assist, and everything. I mean, that's all still there. It's just hidden. And that's fine for me. For someone that's terrible at PvP, I would rather go in and suck it up and not let my teammates know how bad I sucked it up. But then at the end, regardless, they still show your score. They're like, oh, yep, he is at the bottom again. He's the one that sucks so much. So for this game type and for like a casual player, it's like, just don't show me that at the end. I know there's a lot of people that, you know, and it always seems like when I play, there's one person that's got over 20 kills and everyone else is like 10 and below. I was like, yeah, we know that guy's awesome. He knows he's awesome, whatever. But I don't know. And it shouldn't even bother me, because it's not like these people know who I am. And it's not like it's uncommon for someone to suck as bad as I do at PvP, because it happens all the time. I don't know. Maybe it's just an insecurity I have playing PvP online. But you can get the kills. If I can get the kills, I got the kills with meleeing some dude twice without any charges, and that works. I got my 6th kill that way, and I just need to be better about going in and playing a match or two a day, just so I can practice, figure out what weapons are working. Seems like there's just a huge range of weapons right now. I don't think I'm getting killed consistently with one weapon in particular. I mean, I'm getting killed by shotguns all the time, but it's not like, oh, this is the one shotgun that'll kill you. I mean, I've been still getting smoked by the Last Word. Everyone was complaining about it. Still seems pretty effective, but I'm terrible, so I'm sure anything can be effective against me. Haven't seen anyone rocking the new Suros, which is kind of odd to me. I figured that would, you know, be up there with the new ability to change how fast it shoots, more viable for PvP and PvE. But I haven't seen that. I've seen a lot of different scout rifles, a lot of pulse rifles, and a lot of shotguns. And as far as Rift goes, going back to Rift, this just made me think of Rift game type. The Rift game type, I think, is a really fun game type, and it has a lot of potential. But I think the major problem with it is that the maps seem too small for it to be enjoyable. And I also, I don't know, like, every time I play on Bannerfall, Bannerfall is a really cool-looking map. Like, Bannerfall would be super fun if it was in Rumble. I mean, I think that's where it belongs. But putting Rift in Bannerfall, it is so small, and the respawn times are so long that if your team dies, if you're 2 people or 3 people down, you know, when someone grabs the spark, I mean, it's over. They're going to score. And being able to spawn trap people and just camp those spawn points is super frustrating on a small map like that, especially when it takes so long to respawn. So I think that map is terrible for that game type. Definitely need to either take it out of rotation, but then again, those are the only two, you know, maps I've played, the one on Mars and the one on Bannerfall for Rift. But I don't know, it just seems like the maps are, if that was a Rumble map, I would like it a lot more, just because there's some verticality to it. It's laid out really well. A lot of different sight lines and places to hide and get those kills, but it just seems different to me. Like, I think one thing that Destiny might be missing from my perspective, and I know a lot of people will disagree, but whatever. It doesn't seem like the maps have too much character or emphasis put on them. It doesn't seem like Bungie really pushes like their map design and their new maps that they're working on. I mean, if you played Halo, and remember when Halo Reach came out, every time they would announce a new map, they'd have this huge breakdown, they'd have a walkthrough, they'd play a couple maps on it. They did it with Halo 4 also. Every time a new map came out, they showed off a video, they played a couple matches on these maps, you know, really showing off the features of the map, really showing off what the design goal of each map was. But Destiny just doesn't have that. Bungie just really isn't pushing these maps as, like, characters in their PvP game. I mean, they show off some Crucible Twitch streams every now and then where they play or whatever, but you never get this walkthrough with this in-depth explanation of, you know, this is why we put this here. But I guess that's just the difference in the game. I mean, it's not like they're putting weapons like, yeah, we put this weapon right here because we want battle to kind of be centered here. I mean, and then Halo, they've got all these heat maps that show where people are dying, and Bungie did that for Trials of Osiris. But, I mean, it's like, why not, you know, show us more, give us more of that to get people excited about PvP. And I know people are, there's some people that's all they do is PvP, but, I mean, try and bring us in that have no desire to do it, you know? I don't know, it's just, I mean, maybe that's just I'm nitpicking differences between, you know, Bungie and how it's been done in Halo, but I think they need to offer something more to get people more interested in playing PvP. And maybe that's what they're doing with all these quests that take you into PvP. But for a casual player, I mean, some people might not even complete these quests because they have to go there. And if they do go in there, they're just going to grind it out and then be done and never, you know, go back to it. So I don't know, maybe the only way that's going to happen is custom games. I mean, if you can actually create a custom game, go in with your friends, change some settings, play the games you want to play, maybe that's the only way that's going to happen. Is that when we actually get those custom games, we're going to start, you know, me, from my perspective as a casual player, actually trying to get better at the game and trying to get competitive. But, I don't know, just some of my thoughts on where PvP is at for me, and I could be wrong, I probably am wrong. But whatever, we all have different opinions on what, you know, what the game is doing and what it's doing for you as a player. So, all right, guys, this is the end of day 8, so I'll see you tomorrow.